Hollywood super agent Sue Mengers was once described as more powerful than the stars she handled. Now, internationally acclaimed actor Miriam Margolyes is bringing Sue Mengers back to life in John Logan's one-woman Broadway hit, I'll Eat You Last. Hello, I'm Fiona Gruber, and I caught up with Miriam Margolyes for a candid chat about her own experiences of Hollywood, the terrors and exhilaration of acting, and how she is and isn't like the woman she's portraying on stage.
I think it's probably the most frightening show I've ever had to do because it's very long and it's just me, but it's enormous fun. I have to say that.
Sue Mengers, what an amazing woman, Hollywood agent to the stars, not a shy retiring flower. So I have to say, you're not a shy retiring flower. Do you feel a commonality with the out there ballsy and foul-mouthed, quite often, Sue Mengers?
I can't think what you mean. Yes, of course, there are bits of me that belong with her and vice versa. I don't feel I am like her, really, because she was totally involved in the world of show business. She says, don't talk to me about politics, science, sports, or animal husbandry. I don't give a... So that's not what I'm like. I'm interested in the world outside show business.
Well, she was, as you say, utterly consumed by the Hollywood of the 60s, 70s, 80s. That was her real era, wasn't it?
Yes, she was totally involved and indeed created some of the biggest stars of those times. She was someone who'd come up from a hard world. She was an immigrant and she was a fighter and a survivor. And she was never going to lose. She always had to win. But there is an arc to this play, as there was an arc to her life. And it really was rags to riches. And the riches stayed for a long time. And then something happened, which you hear about in the play, and things changed. And that, I think, is what gives the play its depth, because it's not just wisecracks and one-liners and glamour. There's also the pain and the shock of what Hollywood can do to you. And I've been in Hollywood, you know, I was there for 16 years and I made a career, not a huge career, but it was not a bad career. And I saw what it can be like. Hollywood is a vicious place and I don't like it, which is one of the reasons that I left. I'm sure if I had been a huge major star, I might have been corrupted and stayed. But as it is, I am glad that I'm working in the theatre in Australia and in England. And I don't think somebody like Sue Mengers would actually work today. It's not that kind of a world anymore, especially in Hollywood.
So what are agents like? What's your agent like?
I love my agent. I have a woman agent, Lindy King, at United Agents in London. And I have a wonderful Australian agent as well, because I have two lives, an English one and an Australian one. And my agent in Australia is Anne Churchill Brown. Notice they're both women. They're both very successful. And they're tough, but they're very compassionate. I don't think either of them are like Sue Mengers. No, they're not. They're not foul-mouthed for a start.
Now, Sue Mengers' career was really helped by her friendship with Barbara Streisand, wasn't it?
Yes, I think that's true.
And have you ever met Barbara Streisand?
I have met Barbara Streisand. I've worked with her twice. Once about 30 years ago when I had a small part in Yentl, which was a film that was very important to her. And I worked with her only about a year and a half ago in not a particularly good film, called The Guilt Trip. But I was rather flattered that she had remembered me from 30 years ago. But, yes, all agents want to achieve their clients' potential for them. And with Sue Mengers, it was an obsession that she would get her clients to the top. And all the top people came to her. I mean, she had an extraordinary stable of stars. They really were Michael Caine, Candy Bergen, and just vast numbers. And a lot of the work she did getting her clients' jobs was during the dinner parties that she was famous for holding. And I think that's what made her. She was both a very shrewd, tough operator and an extraordinary woman in herself. And I think, you know, she says in the script that she wanted to be an actress. That's what she always wanted to be. And in her own way, she was a star.
How did you prepare for this role?
I don't know that I am prepared yet, because you're coming to me in the middle of my rehearsals. I think, obviously, I read everything I could about her, and I watched over and over the YouTube clip of her in 60 Minutes. But I'm not basing the presentation that I do totally as an imitation of what I've seen. I'm trying to create something that only I can do because it's coming from me, and hope that it's honest. That's the main thing, that people will feel that's a person out there. That's what I have to do. I feel nervous, but I always do feel nervous. It's one of the curses of being an actress. I seem a very confident person when people see me on chat shows and all that kind of thing, but really, in the middle of the night, I wake in a cold sweat, scared out of my mind. You can't really prepare much for a role other than just make a real person come on stage, and that's hard. And of course, the great elephant in the room is Bette Midler, because Bette Midler played this part, initiated this part on Broadway and in LA about a year and a half ago, and she was apparently absolutely fantastic. But she's Bette Midler. I'm Miriam Margolyes, so I have to go another way.
But you're Jewish. That helps, surely, because there's such a Jewish shtick to Sue Mengers and Bette Midler as well, and it's a kind of American chutzpah.
I completely agree. That is true. I don't think somebody who wasn't Jewish would be terribly good in this part, because all the speech rhythms are Jewish, although the writer, John Logan, isn't. But yes, I think that helps a lot, because even though I sound as if I'm posh English, you know, actually, of course I'm Jewish, so all those kind of sounds are very natural to me, you know?
So, yeah, massive amount of lines to learn, Miriam. At least you wear glamorous clothes on stage, don't you? And you don't have to run around a lot.
That's one of the lovely things about this, that I literally don't move. It's just me sitting on a couch, lolling into the cushions, talking and, with some difficulty, smoking, because I have to smoke. I'm not a smoker, and I have to smoke joints, and I've never smoked a joint in my life. No, it's going to be a toughie, this one. But I'm very blessed in having a fabulous director. Dean Bryant mostly does musicals here, but he has worked on me, or with me, with incredible delicacy and kindness and finesse and brilliance. So if I'm no good, it's not his fault.
Miriam Margolyes, good luck and thanks very much.
It was my pleasure. Thank you.
And I'll Eat You Last is on at Arts Centre Melbourne, Fairfax Studio, between October the 31st and December the 20th. For tickets and more information, visit our website on mtc.com.au or call us on 03 8688 0800.